Welcome to the Voice No Files podcast. Welcome to the Voice No Files podcast.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to the Voice No Files podcast. It's Monday, the 12th, August 2019. Tonight's show is titled My Money or Mine. And the topic is it okay for couples to hide bank accounts from each other? Do you have any bank accounts your partner doesn't know about? More and the views of contributors after the break.
Secret is out. The secret is out. Diamond Optical, 6 months credit plan. Get your glasses on credit at Diamond Optical. Pay nothing down for 1 month and 6 months to complete your credit payment. Visit us at City Mall, third floor, or call 223-8433 or 684-8448. Diamond Optical. Simply clear vision.
Yo, Ken! The maximum we come from is not comedy to music. Uh-huh. What's music to comedy? So me give them the remedy. Quincy Ace. One time for the bass. All right. Back in the day we used to live Charlotte Street. Just learned to walk and speak. Me would a grab a bucket, two stick of milk in and gun in the yard and beat. Miss Paul used to suck up shit heat. We didn't kick as the music sweet. You could hear me little voice in Regent Street, but I'm still in the game. On the stage, I'm keeping the flame. Used to jump with Leanna Chain. We used to make love nice in the neighborhood. Get vexed and call over Dwayne. Tell them music running me vain.
Yeah. All right, welcome back to the Voice Note Files podcast. Thank you for sticking with me. Tonight's episode will be available on anchor.fm, /thevoicenotefiles, with hyphens or dashes between each word. As an audio-only podcast containing only audio, absolutely no video, after airing. If you have an Anchor account, you can even send voice messages. Anchor.fm gives our listeners the ability to easily find episodes and listen to them in the background on their mobile devices. I did something different this time around in that I published two polls on the Voice Note Files Facebook page. One of those polls got a reasonable amount of votes and comments. The poll basically asked the topic question, giving responders the options of yes or no. Before I tell you about the result of the poll, I'd like to read some of the comments on the poll. First comment is from Renee. Renee says yes, but to a certain extent. Not in a marriage, however. If your partner has a problem with money, then it's okay to keep a little rainy day savings account that they don't know about. Next comment comes in from Navita. Navita says, I don't think it's necessary to do that. If you are with someone who you love and trust, and who feels the same about you. Also, if anything should go sour in the relationship, the fact remains that even though the other partner knows of your assets, it is still in your name and it's legally yours. Miranda says, yes, it's okay. Well, it all depends on the type of relationship you're in and the person. When asked, so in what types of relationships would this be okay? Miranda responds, a friends with benefits relationship, that lack of communication relationship, and the relationship where you're madly in love with one another, but you guys do your own thing because the both of you have separate goals in life and beliefs. Eshel says, how will I know you're here for love? LaShawna says, someone got to be the stable one. It's not that you want to, but you have to if you want a good future. Charmaine says, me, I won't hide it, But you're not touching a single dollar. Johan says no. Tishana says nope. Nikhil also says nope. Now as for the results of the poll, 38% of you said yes, it's okay for persons in a relationship to have or to hide bank accounts, funds, or assets from each other. While an overwhelming majority of you, 62% to be exact, said no, it is not okay. On now to the voice notes and messages received via WhatsApp and Messenger. Just after this music break.
Tell them we don't want no ugly girl wife. Come here just a thing about the pygmy. Thing about the pygmy now. Pretty girl not on no ugly man wife. Ugly man will give you plenty ugly pygmy. So you better thing about the pygmy. Thing about the pygmy. To cuddle it. A girl fi model it. And if your girl fi fever as you better saddle it. Cause we no mix a model it. A pretty girl me toddle it. And if you want for road ugly boot I mean a bottle it. Because
cute girls with cute kids in
my Benz in
my ends and
past ends and
present tense and
ugly girl have plenty cute friends. Me no want no ugly girl like me. Tell them we no want no ugly girl wife. Cause me just a thing about the pretty me. Pretty girl not on no ugly man wife. Ugly man will give you plenty ugly pickney. So you better think about the pickney. Think about the pickney.
Certain people run the compass for your things. Ugly man will give you ugly offsprings. Me now want them paper girl for in me ring. You better listen when the ace man a sing.
She says she pretty but she favor creature. From your ugly realm me never see ya. This is a lesson ugly girl predictor.
You are no girl, let's see what zookeeper. Come in, I want no ugly girl like me. Tell them we no want no ugly girl wife. Come here just a thing about the pygmy. Thing about the pygmy now. Pretty girl not on no ugly man wife. Ugly man will give you plenty ugly pygmy. So you better think about the pygmy. Think about the pygmy.
All right. Good night. Good night, Madonna. Good night, Madonna. Welcome to the podcast. How are you this evening?
Brutal Tracks. You ready? Things change, eh?
I remember them days.
Here comes the first voice note contribution for the evening.
Good evening, listeners. Okay, so on the topic of should we hide our bank accounts from our spouses or our significant others, in my opinion, I think not. I think in a relationship, you need to at least have transparency. So you need to at least allow the person to know exactly what's going on. If that's the person that you're going to be spending the rest of your life with, if you are sure about them, if you trust them, then there's no need to hide that from them. I'm sure in a relationship, as everyone knows, you usually share a lot of things. Sometimes persons are a little bit scared because they're not fully committed in a relationship. And if you're not fully committed in a relationship, then hell with it. Don't tell them. But if you are in a committed relationship, a very long-term committed relationship, or you're married, then you have no need to hide your bank account from your wife or your husband. Chances are they probably share their salaries or their earnings with you anyway. So why would you hide yours from them? That's just my opinion.
Okay, so for this contributor, transparency seems to be important and paramount. But I have a question. Are there absolutely no cases absolutely whatsoever where hiding a bank account would be okay?
Everybody turn spectator. Nobody wanna shake their guns. No, so come on, knock on the gender. And this still van don't on the grants. Any nation without a culture is a nation without no love. We got no costume, no float, no parade, and a thousand big party. Chuck the wire, hold and wine. Juke and wine, dip and wine, sip some wine. Everybody wine. Let me see you wine. While you broke off your mother, while you go break your spine. Now hold and wine. Juke and wine, dip and wine, sip some wine. Everybody wine. Let me see you wine. While you broke off your back, while you go break your spine.
Well, imagine inside me carnival and the playing dancer today. It's like no old soccer, few Guyanese and the organizer don't care. It's everybody on the side like cricket. They should all get parking ticket. And the music, I can't even take it. You want a rowdy writers, make it. Boom, bang, boom, bang, boom, bang, boom, bang, boom, bang, boom, bang, boom, bang. That is the song. My girl rock it, roll and rock it, everything rock it. Girl, rock it, roll and roll, roll and roll. Like it's the music out of control. Now you hold and wine, juke and wine, dip and wine, sip some wine. Everybody wine, let me see you wine. While you broke off your back, while you go break your spine. Now hold and wine, juke and wine, dip and wine, sip some wine. Everybody wine, let me see you wine. While you broke off your back, while you go break your spine.
I remember them days. Yes, I remember them days. I remember them days. Yes, I remember them days.
Now while you hold and wine, juke and wine, dip and wine, sip some wine. Everybody wine, let me see you wine. While you broke off your back, while you go break your spine. Now hold and wine, juke and wine, dip and wine, sip some wine. Everybody wine, let me see you wine. While you broke off your back, while you go break your spine.
All right, we have a message response in from Sweet Lady. Sweet Lady says, some women enter relationships and believe that the man should take care of everything. That is not fair. A woman should show power by contributing financially. I believe if the two parties are going to hide accounts, there must be a schedule of expenses that both must be contributing to. But if there are no rules and no directions, the relationship can be very complicated. What is mine is mine. What is yours, together it's ours. Sorry, that wasn't Sweet Lady, that was from Spice Girl. My apologies.
It's one to some artists. You need to upgrade yourself. Delete what you have and reprogram yourself. One thing over and over. The people getting fed up, it's monotonous. I'm feeling bored, that's what I said. Know my lyrical abilities in debate. When Barney writing your songs, when you nurse school rhymes, who does inspire you? SpongeBob or Patrick? You need to go and sing alongside Dolo. Try singing with tell.
We have some very regular contributors, and I would like to tell them thank you for being with us from the beginning of the podcast up until now.
Captivate them soul academically, because your rhymes done dead in the cemetery. Don't pollute the system, it's chemically. I am a lyrical general, generally. Crucify these artists biblically. But who send? You send, them send for me. Become a father than your family, your friend them. Me can't send any chat and defend them. Because me got more lyrics on me book and on me pocket and me stack it and me knock it and me lend them. You can bring in the boy, yeah, send them. Send in the artist one time, end them. Cause we not take tough chat back, chat stop that. And we gonna send them back in your pen them. Put your hands up if you rate me. They come lately, they want talk, but talk and debate me. I win a fear in a boy with a bad bun the road. And you know, said the rice need gravy. This is crazy, install your bravery. Lock down the place like music and slavery. And if you feel my name getting weary, chop house and put the ace off the crazy. Yeah, them no better than me. Don't have style like me. Can't drain my energy. What is to be must be. There's only one crazy. Not my ability. Not even lyrically. Check the second verse carefully now. Check my style at squeezy is flow. Check the places squeezy is go. And every time I touch one, they stay the people jump in, they shouting out more.
That's right.
The mouth fly like them carrying crew.
is my place apocalypto.
Yeah.
And every time I touch upon the show, bro, down the stage, murder nice calypso. Hey, I don't fear them, I don't hear them. I thought so, come on, knock and scare them. And if you feel the badder than me, download them, boy, song, take mine and compare them. You could hear them, interfere them, take them upon the cathedral and fear them. I wanna make enough circles around them, draw two triangle pentagon, square them. Them no better than me.
No,
don't have style like me.
No,
can't drain my energy.
No,
what is to be must be.
No,
there's only one to see.
No,
not my ability.
No, that's true.
Not even lyrically.
No,
alright.
If you are a Guyanese artist and you would like your music played on the podcast, just hit me up.
System, it's chemically. I am a lyrical general, generally. Crucify these artists, mimically. But who send? You send them, send for me. Me send me baller than your family, your friend them. Me can't send in the church and defend them. Because me got more lyrics on me book and on me pocket and me stack it and me lock it and me lend them. You can bring in the boy, yeah, send them. Send in the artist one time, end them. Cause we not take tough chat, back chat, stop that. We go send them back in a dependent. Put your hands up if you rate me. They come lately. They want talk, but talk and debate me. How we not fear no boy with a bad boy. On the road and you know so the rice needs gravy. This is crazy, install your bravery. Lock down the place like music and slavery. And if you feel my name getting weary, chop house, I put the in.
Okay, so here is that text message from Sweet Lady that I was about to read for you earlier, but I got confused with Spice Girl. Sweet Lady says, I believe that a woman should have a personal account and a man his own, too. If they both are smart enough to take care of all their financial affairs and be happy, and still have a little to put up, then hats off to them. Thank you very much for your contribution, Sweet Lady.
Everybody work, let me go. I want to see hands up, with your fork, grabs up, with your fork, flags up, with your fork, I'll be about to do some God work. I say hands up, with your fork, grabs up, with your fork, flags up. Fork out, we about to do some God work. Well, I am a farmer with a plot of land. Don't have no money to employ no man. So me and my wife, we just toil this sand.
What we do, you know?
No garden tools, every possession. But I got a fork, it does work good.
Real good.
This the best fork,
best fork
in the neighborhood.
Move
so right now I'm broke,
really broke,
and I need money.
Much.
So no man in the world
who say
put fork like me.
Who
tell you forking? Night of forking, in the morning forking, in the evening forking, when it rain a forking, in the sun a forking, thunderstorm a forking, every day a forking. People want the way I'm moving, people want the tool I'm using, people love the yard I'm using, they say we see so confusing. People want the way I'm moving, people want the tool I'm using, people love the yard I'm using, they say we see so confusing. Well, I like to fork, as a good worker, my favorite.
Remember, you can send your voice note messages and your text messages into the Voice Note Files Facebook page, or you could send it to my WhatsApp if you have it. Text messages are introduced with a name of your choosing. Voice note messages are just played. There is no introduction. So your anonymity is guaranteed.
Thunderstorm a forking, every day a forking. People want the way I'm moving, people want the tool I'm using, people love the yard I'm using, they say we see so confusing. People want the way I'm moving, people want the tool I'm using, people love the yard I'm using, they say we see so confusing. Well, some people cheap,
people cheap.
That's a big mistake,
big mistake.
You just buy them fork,
buy them fork.
That Chinese make,
Chinese make.
You don't buy them thing,
buy them thing.
Them thing is fake,
them thing is.
But my fork is strong, it has take long for break. I want to see hands up with your fork, grabs up with your fork, flags up with your fork. I'll be about to do some God work. I say hands up with your fork, grabs up with your fork, flags up with your fork. I'll be about to do some God work. I just fork in the fist of me, fork in everybody. Forking the fist of me, forking everybody. Forking the fist of me, forking everybody. Forking the fist of me, forking. Well, some people vex, they're writing letter.
Plenty.
That's a crazy ace, he getting vulgar. If you see the posts,
all over the place,
Facebook and Twitter, but they misinterpret, cause it's agriculture. I want to see hands up with your fork.
Okay, we're coming up on the half hour mark. We're about 90 minutes into the podcast, after the half hour mark, I will hit you with my opinion on the topic. So stay tuned. All right, so we have another text message response in here, and this one is from Jalicia. Jalicia says, for me, I wouldn't hide it, but I just would choose not to go too in debt. Maybe if we were married, cause his intentions might be something different. So I will just tell you what you think I should know. What I think you should know. All right, Jalicia. Play next murder. All right.
Rum can done, the vibes can done. So me step in the club and the vibe feel nice, clothes and me shoes brand new. I don't try me myself before the club close, cause I know that we get curfew. I don't make up my mind to wipe on the gas when the Babylon pass through.
Honestly, good evening to the Diamond Optical family. I know you guys are tuned in and listening. Hope all is well.
Well, you know to yourself, you're ugly like sin, but drink up, you're feeling nice. I don't get a sober person driving the car, I'm willing to take advice. I don't want to get in no accident, then answer to Jesus Christ. Put your hand in the head, oh gosh. Cause the night the party can done, the fight can done, the fun can done, the rum can done, no more. Hand in the head. Cause the night we felt in as one. The fight can done, the fun can done, the rum can done. Well, I know I was born to embrace the fun. It always was inside me. See me and my father and my grandfather. That's a party history. We just go to the club and buy a large bottle. Don't leave till it's empty. Well, the only thing we don't drink little bit. So make sure you rum plenty. I wanna talk in rubber me plenty rum. West Indian party the best. We just drink and drunk and wine away. Outsiders say we possess. Well, a Connor, Valor, Vincey, Mascraft, Hope, or Mashamani. You see, this year to next year, time like this, you gonna find we in the party. Put your hand in the air, oh gosh. Cause the night the party can done, the vibe can done, the fun can done, the rum can done. Hand in the air, oh gosh. Cause the night we felting as one, the vibe can done, the fun can done, the rum can done.
Want to say happy anniversary to two of our regular listeners, Mr. and Mrs. Blue. Hope you guys have a great night tonight. All right, and we got another voice note message in here for you guys.
I don't believe that persons in a relationship should hide accounts and assets from each other. What I believe is that individuals in a relationship should have their own private bank account. And if they have assets of their own, nothing is wrong with that. Those assets that they have are their personal possessions. And for example, if they has, you know, if they have, in, if it was inherited, then there is nothing saying that they should bring it into the union. And that is why there is some, prenup. But I believe that an individual should have their own private and personal account that they can draw on. And that brings us to the question of whether or not couples should have joint bank accounts. I believe joint bank accounts sometimes end up in serious difficulties. Because what you find is that one party might be depositing and the other party might only be drawing out. So I believe it's imperative that couples manage their own finances in a relationship for the betterment of the relationship.
I guess you guys are acquainted with that voice by now. That is a very regular contributor to the show. I agree with him where he says that joint bank accounts can be problematic. I've known of a few instances where they have gone awry. You know, it's caused a lot of problems in relationships. But I'll keep most of my comments for after the half hour mark.
Boom chuck them down on the street. Education them down on the street. And ministry of culture down on the street. But somebody chuck broke down on the street. And somebody shoes who fall off the feet. Tell fame and them turn up the heat. To tell the DJ put the wap on repeat. To the road, take a wine on the road. No lime on the road, no crime on the road. All of the bands them time on the road. For the day that the band is designed on the road. Wine on the road, take a wine on the road. No lime on the road, no crime on the road. All of the bands them time on the road. For the day that the band is designed on the road. Design for the road. Put on your costume, going on the road. Everybody dressed up, going on the road. Put on your best clothes, going on the road. All of the kids, them jump on the road. This is the mash and carnival code. Don't throw the garbage, them move a road. And 592 with a rep for the code. And somebody look after drink and food. Road, take a wine on the road. No lime on the road, no crime on the road. All of the bands, them shine on the road. For the day that the band is designed for the road. Wine on the road, take a wine on the road. No lime on the road, no crime on the road. All of the bands, them shine on the road. For the day that the band is designed for the road.
Just got a new voice note message in here. You're gonna hear that one shortly. All of the bands them jam on the road when the day that the band is designed for the road.
Yes, I don't think they should hide a bank account. But then again, that's just speaking from a married perspective. Not if I'm dating or if I'm just man and woman, how you could put it like that. It's okay to have an account whereas you use it to pamper yourself and not anything to use as a couple. If anybody gets where I'm coming from. Bro, what's the word Chinese's use, man? Dry days, fix money, you know, all these statements. But I personally don't like it. I don't have an account. We have joint accounts, but I don't think you should have a separate account from me. At least I'm married. Shit, we got this. We got stuff to do together. Whenever you got your money, you say, look, this month I got stuff to do. I want to do something for myself. Shit, you keep it. You take the money from wherever you put it. At least that's how it happens with my home. You just keep the money. All right, I got something to do for this 20. All right, good. No problem. But like for half separate accounts, I don't see How is it necessary? I don't know. This is me. Is an opinion kind of foolish, right?
You better say there's no such thing as a stupid girl.
Well, yes, it is an opinion topic. All topics on the Voice Note Files podcast. Simply ask your opinions on whatever the topic is. So, and that's the beautiful thing about an opinion. Everybody's entitled to one. And it's called an opinion because everybody has one. You don't necessarily have to agree with what the other person says on the podcast. It's just there for you to get something else to think about, to look at the situation through a different set of eyes.
Story that all a week you have like. You're at home and you want to be alone, but somebody wake you up when they call your land phone. You're answering the phone, but you can't even say. The next nigga knocks, hey, where's the lady? Sometime I just wonder if people stupid, because if you call my landline, we expect me to be. And don't bring the plastic call forward to me. Half the population is living poverty. And another thing, they sound like complete symphonies. They just call you cell phone and ask you, who is this like? Me and the brethren was lying upon the corner, I sipping a Guinness and he's smoking marijuana. Well, you don't know a policeman or Sarasi in Guyana. So when the fun pull up, I tell them I's a farmer. The man say he's a farmer, you ever plant banana? But then my brethren go and tell the man that he's a painter. The man say if you painting, you're gonna paint soon. I want to ask you something you ever...
Alright, we've reached the half-hour mark. It's time for a word from our sponsor. I'll be back on the other side of that word to share with you more messages and voice notes that have come in, and to also give you my opinion on the topic.
The secret is out. Diamond Optical 6 months credit plan. Get your glasses on credit at Diamond Optical. Pay nothing down for 1 month and 6 months to complete your credit payment. Visit us at City Mall, third floor, or call 223-8433 or 684-8448. Diamond Optical. Simply clear vision.
You better say there's no such thing as a stupid question. But among the I've heard, it's too numerous to mention.
Alright, welcome back. Just as we were about to go to break just now, Jade hit us up and she sent in a message. So I'm gonna read that to you in a few minutes.
This place is crazy. All these people asking me these questions, yeah. Stupid questions.
Well, I know this might be funny, but I don't want you to laugh. I got a little story that all of we could laugh like. You're at home and you want to be alone, but somebody wake you up when they call your land phone. You're answering the phone, but you can't even say. The next nigga knocks, hey, where's the lady? Sometime I just wonder if people stupid, because if you call my landline, we expect me to be. And don't bring the plastic all forward to me. Half the population is living poverty. And another thing, they sound like complete symphonies. They just call you cell phone and ask you, who is this like? Me and the Reggie was lying upon the corner, I sipping a Guinness and he smoking marijuana. Well, you don't know a policeman or Sarasi in Guyana. So when the fun pull up, I tell them I's a farmer. The man say he's a farmer, you ever plant banana? But then my Reggie go and tell the man that he's a painter. The man say if you painting, you're gonna paint soon. I want to ask you something, you ever paint a tomb? It's crazy.
All these people asking me these questions. Stupid questions. This place is crazy. All these people asking me these questions, yeah. Stupid questions.
A night I saw something that really made me ponder. George Bush.
Okay, so here is that message now from Jade. Jade says, if you're in a relationship, a committed relationship, there should be no need to hide bank accounts, since a relationship should be based on honesty. Alright, Jade, I understand that.
On the phone, you're bloody crazy. You forget you don't have electricity. It's crazy.
All these people asking me these questions. Stupid questions. This place is crazy. All these people asking me these questions, yeah.
Alright, we're about 5 minutes into the second segment of the show. It's about time for me to start sharing with you my opinion on this topic.
Completely
But I never seen nobody climbing a war a tree. All I'm saying is certain things that we need to stop. Cause if you pick it or it fall, it got to drop. Let me tell you about big time illiteracy. And you gonna tell me if this country is really crazy. Some people that say things like to make you cuss. Like me and my girlfriend waiting on a minibus. A bus pull up, it completely empty. She gonna ask the conductor, you got space a week?
Okay, so here's the thing with hidden bank accounts and assets and the like. Here's a scenario. You are in a relationship. Note, we're talking about a relationship here, not necessarily a marriage. Or even a marriage. You're married. Yeah, let's go for the ultimate scenario here. You're married and your spouse, he or she has a substance abuse problem. I think that would be an instance where you might want to have a hidden bank account or a bank account that he or she does not have access to or know about, because as is often the case with people that suffer from substance abuse addiction, they would sell anything in their possession to get enough money to go and buy whatever it is that they're addicted to. They would most oftentimes leave themselves without any money just to, you know, feed the addiction. So to me, that is an instance where keeping a bank account away from your partner might be of some benefit. Also, I do not believe that a couple should only have one bank account. I believe that even though you are together, you are still individuals, because while you are with, let's say you're with James or you're with Heather or whoever it is that you're with, you're not a copy or a carbon copy of Heather. You do not walk with Heather. You don't walk with James everywhere you go. There are times when you're going to need your own money. Now, let's say, for example, your husband leaves the house and he's gone. He has, for some reason, the car to the joint account. And you realize, you know what, I need a dress for tonight. I want to surprise him. No, just a random scenario here. I want to surprise him just up and look a little sexy tonight. But you ain't got no money in the house because he gone with the card and y'all ain't got no money in the house. So this is a case where this bank account might not necessarily be a hidden one, but it's yours. It's one that you have access to and you control, and you can spend that money as you feel. I am not an advocate of hiding assets or funds from your partner. I guess if you're with someone, they should, then might not necessarily have full access to the account, but they should know about your accounts or lack thereof. And I don't think he or she is going to be greedy for your funds if they really truly are with you for the right reasons. I've known of instances, or at least in movies, where people pretend to be dirt poor because they don't want the other party to be with them for what they have. And it is sad that in this day and age that is an actual consideration, because a lot of men and a lot of women also are guilty of being with someone in order to further their own financial standing. I don't like it. I don't think any man or any woman looking to be involved in a serious relationship is going to like to end up in a relationship like that where one party is in it for what they can get. That being said, also, there are relationships like the sugar daddy and the sugar mama relationships where people are willing to splurge on their significant others or their toys. So I guess it comes down to knowing what you want, in the sense that if you're going to have a hidden bank account, then for whatever reason, I don't know, if you do something illicit, something your partner might not necessarily condone you doing, then I suggest that you at least have other accounts that your partner knows about. You can't just squirrel away all your money like some selfish raccoon or some squirrel putting away nuts for the winter. But I do believe, like I said earlier, that each party should have their own bank accounts aside from a joint account if that's something that you're willing to get into. I said earlier in the podcast that I have known of instances where joint bank accounts have caused serious problems in relationships. Now, picture this. You're in a relationship with somebody and you're going together decently for 3, 4 years, 5 years. You decide, you know what, it's time to open a bank account, a joint bank account. You open up the joint bank account. And let's say another 5 years down the road, you guys split. Now, what happens to the money in the account? In most instances, one party would have been holding the card for safekeeping or whatever the case is. And then the other party is disenfranchised now because he or she may have contributed to the account and ends up with nothing. One solution to this would probably be an agreement as to what would happen in the case that the two parties split. Who would get what percentage of the account or whatever the case is. But I have known of cases where it has gone seriously wrong, where people have been left licking their wounds and where people are saying, you know what, I don't want another joint bank account with nobody. So I could just do me and you do you. Yeah, so that is my contribution. I do not condone hiding a bank account, but sometimes it is necessary. Another alternative to hiding a bank account if you're married is a prenuptial agreement. I don't know how those hold up in Guyana, if it's done, if it has ever been done in Guyana. But to safeguard your own interests, you might want to do it if you're concerned about being taken to the cleaners. Especially in today's age where relationships sometimes last only the wink of an eye and marriages sometimes only last 10, 20 seconds. You guys get married, you split. What's yours is now half hers and stuff like that. So it's something you might want to consider, especially seeing as some people are only in it for their own financial gains, as I said earlier. So that's my take on the topic. Back to the music.
When I think of Silala and the gun license, I just envision comedy. He could have seek the minister permission and avoid no publicity. But instead, he put the address, sign the letter, and send the letter right back.
Did I just talk for 15 minutes straight? I don't think I just talked for 15 minutes straight. Anyway, we're almost at the 50 minute mark of the podcast. 50 minutes remaining. As usual, any new messages or voice notes coming in will be aired. So stay tuned.
I could sing whole year, but the GPF what take on song like a bashing police. Their job description is protect and serve and occasionally keep the peace. Well, but this year come year, got different commission and answers like it increase. From the darkest thing to the highest bribe and the button without degree. Remember last year shootout with police?
I remember.
When three men die on DC wall. When I hear the police explanation, it didn't make no damn sense at all.
Really?
Between the eyewitness, the police story, the bandits firearm small. Well, they find one gun and they kill three men, but not one bullet touch the car. That don't make sense. That don't make sense. That don't make sense.
You would recall that earlier in the podcast, I said to you that I posted two polls on the Facebook, on the Voice Note Files Facebook page. The second poll was asking if you have a bank account that your partner doesn't know about. None of you apparently have bank accounts that your partner does not know about. That's admirable. One person commented on that poll and said, not yet. So that individual apparently has intentions of getting a bank account, that is.
Big man, Johnny to talk, then you talk. Calm down, that don't make sense. That don't make sense. That don't make sense. That don't make no damn sense. That don't make sense.
So here's some news I'd like to share with you. Apart from the voice note files now being on Anchor and you now being able to easily access previous episodes of the voice note files starting from last Friday's episode. We will also, should also, are working on also being on Spotify. This is to give you more options to listen to the voice note files and to contribute to the voice note files. Aside from that, our subscription rate has gone up, and I would like to say thank you to all those of you who have liked and shared the voice note files page on Facebook. We are now at a healthy 90 subscribers and 94 followers. Thank you very much to all those of you who have made that possible.
Tell a girl, move. Shake up your bumper, move. If you can't gyrate, I got the bumper man appreciate. Any man try to leave the dance floor, and when you start winding, stand up and wait. Calculate, half of them try, them can't imitate. You got the style and the moves and the curves and the grooves that turn like spine nip shake. Hey. Because you got the bumper, turn it around. Your mother didn't mind you, turn it around. Look a man there behind you, turn it around. If it's your life, find you, turn it around.
Me say your man never mind you,
turn it around.
Half of them want sign you,
turn it around.
Put the crosses behind you,
turn it around.
Father got him design you,
turn it around.
I get busy when the bumper is shaking. No silicone, no inflating.
When the girl in the dance her eye penetrating, anticipating.
Only natural bump I am dating. Look at the haters stand up and hating.
Look at the man them a line up. Anytime you wind up,
what you want contemplating?
Go.
Because you got the bumper,
turn it around.
Your mother didn't mind you,
turn it around.
Look at man there behind you,
turn it around.
If it's your life, find you,
turn it around.
Cause your man never mind you,
turn it around.
Half of them want sign you,
turn it around.
Put the crosses behind you,
turn it around.
Father got him design you,
turn it around.
Move, shake up your bumper, move. Shake up your bumper, move. Shake up your bumper, tell a girl,
tell her.
Shake up your bumper, girl. Shake up your bumper, girl. Shake up your bumper, tell a girl,
tell her.
If she can't gyrate, you got the bumper man appreciate. Any man try to leave the dance floor, and when you start winding, stand up. Recalculate, half of them try, them can't imitate. You got the style and the moves and the curves and the grooves that turn like spine milkshake.
Hold on.
Because you got the bumper,
turn it around.
Your man are the nine,
turn it around.
Look a man there behind you,
turn it around.
If it's your life, find you,
turn it around.
I say your man never mind you,
turn it around.
Half of them want sign you,
turn it around.
Put the crosses behind you,
turn it around.
Father got him design you,
turn it around.
Yo, Joey, you know we colorblind when it comes to our wine. Now listen to this, from my heart.
People them fighting power, people them fighting fame. People them trying to fight crazy ears, but alive and still in the game. Some people them looking for love, and other people looking for money.
So Wednesday's topic has already been selected. Wednesday's topic is going to be, what are the boundaries for step-parents? Should there be any boundaries for step-parents at all when it comes to raising children together with the biological parents? That is going to be Wednesday's topic, live at 9:30 p.m. on the Voice Note Files podcast page on Facebook, and it will be available for you to listen to on our Anchor page. So be sure to send in those voice notes and messages.
And now whining till in the front, and you bring them racism, talk to me, you're gonna hear about your mother cousin. Well, tonight we're going to unite, we're gonna stop all the fuss and fight. From the back to the front, to the right, to the left, everybody hands in the light. We don't want race,
holy race,
we don't want race,
holy race,
we don't want race,
holy race.
Race. Give me the drum and the bass.
Holy ways.
Me crazy ass.
Holy ways.
Step in the place.
Holy ways.
He rip the case.
Holy ways. Holy ways.
Holy ways. Holy ways. Holy ways. Holy ways. Holy ways. Holy ways. Holy ways.
We watching.
Holy ways.
We searching.
Holy ways.
We looking at.
Holy ways.
We watching.
Holy ways.
We searching.
Holy ways.
We looking at.
Holy ways.
We watching.
Holy ways.
We searching.
Holy ways.
We looking at.
Holy ways.
We the watch ways.
Holy ways.
It's good to see though that all of you decided that it was not that you don't have hidden bank accounts from your significant other, and that most of you have said that it's not okay to have hidden bank accounts. I like the fact that most of you are transparent in your dealings and your relationships. That's good. Keep it up.
Looking for your morning body. Some people say they don't like black, and other people don't like white. Well, if we leave them stupid people in the corner, now the Guyanese unite. Well, if you see me in a nice party, and all y'all can wipe on me. I don't care if she black or she white, Indian, Amerindian, or Puerto Rico. We the what race,
holy ways.
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 Give me the drum and the bass,
holy ways.
Me crazy bass,
holy ways.
Step in the place,
holy ways.
Yo, Joey, you know we colorblind when it comes to our wine. Now listen, listen, from my heart.
People are fighting power, people are fighting faith.
Hey! Charge up, charge up, charge up, charge up. Hey! Charge us like a charger. I want to come and plug in.
So here is a message contribution from someone who shall remain anonymous. She says, yes, people do that. I don't agree with it, but there are times when it's necessary. Such as a partner who is gambling or a drug addict and takes all the money all the time. An abused partner saving money to get away. Those are three reasons right there. Shopping all the time with the house payment is another one. Thank you very much for your contribution.
Finally plugging out the car drive, plugging at the foot of deer, plugging melting back right here, plugging bring a gal with the big fat wine. Finally plugging out the car drive. Your bumper not starting, just plugging to get some charging. You could call on me anytime of the night, any day, and into the morning. Hey, charge it up on the road. Look on the back and send me the code. If you buy charger in the Chinese shop, well your bumper gonna overload. Hey, plugging, plugging, I bring that bumper. Plugging, plugging into my charger. Plugging, plugging, I bring that bumper.
Maximum where we come from. It's not comedy to music. Uh-huh. What's music to comedy? So we give them the remedy. Quincy is one time for the bass. All right. Back in the day we used to live Shada Street. Just learn to walk and speak. Me woulda grab a bucket, two stick of milk in and gone in the yard and beat.
Miss Paul used to suck up shit heat. We didn't kick as the music sweet. You could hear me little voice in Regent Street, but I'm still in the game. On the stage I'm keeping the flame. Use the time with me on a chain. We used to make enough noise in the neighborhood. Get vexed and call over Dwayne. Tell them music run in me vein. Yesterday and tomorrow again. We used to drive the neighbors insane. I'm still in the game. On the stage and making me name. Used to jump with Leon and Shane. We used to make enough noise in the neighborhood. Get vexed and we call over Dwayne. Some of my friends them gone down the lane. Pour a shot till we see them again. Now we run the parties insane. All right now, I was a little boy, I was naughty. Mirror upon me foot while the girls they panty. I remember Miss Mackenzie caught me. Ishmael crew turned the class to a party. Copy plenty, cheating a test.
Okay, want to say happy Eid al-Adha to our Muslim listeners. I'm not sure if I butchered the name of the holiday, but I hope everyone is enjoying the holiday. Hope you guys are getting ready for work tomorrow. It's been a long weekend.
But insane, I'm still in the game. On the stage and making me name. Used to jump with Leon and Shane. We used to make enough noise in the neighborhood. Get vexed and we call over Dwayne. Some of my friends them gone down the lane. Pour a shot till we see them again. Now we run the parties insane. All right now. Still in the game, still in the. Still in the game, I'm 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 still in the. One more time for the bass when we sing, sir. Back in the day, we used to live Shada Street. Just learn to walk and speak. Me woulda grab a bucket, two stick and milk in and gone in the yard and beat. Miss Paul used to suck up shit heat. We didn't kick as the music sweet. You could hear me little voice in Regent Street, but I'm still in the game. On the stage, I'm keeping the flame. Used to jump with Leon and Shane. We used to make enough noise in the neighborhood. Get vexed and call over Dwayne. Tell them music run in me vein. Yesterday and tomorrow again. We used to drive the neighbors insane. I'm still in the game. On the stage, I'm making me name. Used to jump with Leon and Shane. We used to make enough noise in the neighborhood. Get vexed and call over Dwayne. Some of my friends, them gone down the lane. Pour a shot till we see them again. Now we run the parties insane. All right now. Still in the game, I'm still in the. Still in the. Still in the game, I'm still in the. One more time for the bass when we sing, sir.
Okay, but just over 3 minutes remaining on this podcast, I want to say thank you to everyone who has contributed. Thank you to everyone who has taken the time out from their night to tune in and listen and be here with me for the 1 hour. Thank you to the Diamond Optical family and to our listeners. I encourage you to support Diamond Optical because Diamond Optical supports the Voice Note Files podcast. Stay tuned. Any late voice messages or text messages will be read or played. And as usual, before I leave, I will have a word from our sponsor.
Certain people only come for spoil your things. Ugly man will give you ugly offsprings. Me now and the paper girl for me ring. Never. You better listen when the ace man a sing. She says she pretty but she favor creature. From your ugly well me never see ya. This is a lesson ugly girl predictor. You want no girl as you a zookeeper. Come in I want no ugly girl like me. Tell them we now want no ugly girl wife. Come here just a thing about the pretty. Thing about the pretty now. Pretty girl not on no ugly man wife. Ugly man will give you plenty ugly picnic. So you better think about the picnic. Think about the picnic. To cuddle with a girl fi model it. And if your girlfriend fever as you better saddle it. Cause we na mix a model it. A pretty girl me toddle it. And if you want for road the ugly boat I mean a paddle it. Because
cute girls with cute kids in
my Benz in
my ends and past tense and present tense and
ugly girl have plenty cute friends. Me no want no ugly girl like me. Tell them we no want no ugly girl wife. Come here just a thing about the picnic. Thing about the picnic now. Pretty girl not on no ugly man wife. Ugly man will give you plenty ugly picnic. So you better.
Alright, this is where I leave you tonight. Good night, everybody. Thank you for tuning in and contributing. See you on Wednesday at same time, same place. This is your host, Joel Frank, saying have a great night.
A creature from your ugly realm, you never see ya. This is a lesson ugly girl predict.
The secret is out. Diamond Optical 6 months credit plan. Get your glasses on credit at Diamond Optical. Pay nothing down for 1 month and 6 months to complete your credit payment. Visit us at City Mall, third floor, or call 223-8433 or 684-8448. Diamond Optical. Simply clear vision.